Steve Saka, Art Hopway, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
UPND to center its campaigns on economic progress. Labour expert calls for humanism. In international news, Madagascar expels French diplomat amid rising tensions. And finally, in sports news, Power Dynamo's coach, Songwe Charlie, expecting tough Tanako test as club chases title push.
And now, FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has indicated that the ruling party is seeking a renewed mandate, citing progress made in stabilizing the country's economy despite rising cost of living. Speaking on Voice of the People in the Power Breakfast Show, party media team member Cosmas Tulesha said the UPND administration inherited a struggling economy, but has since steered it towards recovery and growth through targeted reforms. Mr. Tulesha highlighted that the government's efforts have moved the economy from what he described as bankrupt and stagnant to one that is stable with signs of growth emerging from across key sectors. According to Mr. Tulesha, the administration's disciplined approach to financial management has played a central role in the turnaround. He expressed confidence that the positive impact of these reforms on the lives of citizens will resonate with voters, noting that the upcoming political campaigns represents a critical juncture for the party to present its progress and request the opportunity to continue its developmental agenda. His remarks signal the UPND's intention to campaign on its economic record as it seeks a second mandate.
We have done this far. There's still yet more work that needs to be done. And that is why come August, it provides an opportunity for us to seek another mandate. And that we are confident with all these people that have been impacted by our economic reforms. Sector by sector. That is the beauty of this administration, that because of the situation we assumed office, a bankrupt economy, we have managed to recover that economy which was dead, and we have managed to stabilize the economy, and we are growing the economy.
Chief Mumbi of the Nsenga people has paid tribute to the late Zambia's founding father, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, recognizing his immense personal sacrifices in the liberation struggles of various African nations. In an exclusive interview, Chief Mumbi emphasized that Dr. Kaunda's vision of Pan-Africanism transcended Zambia's borders, driven by determined efforts to see neighboring countries attain their independence. Chief Mumbi's remarks follows the celebration of Kaunda's Day in honor of late First Republican President Kenneth Kaunda. The traditional leader highlighted Dr. Kaunda's unwavering commitment, which extended beyond political freedom to include providing essential tools for good governance, notably through education. Chief Mumbi further praised Dr. Kaunda's generosity and dedication, crediting him with playing a pivotal role in shaping the political landscape of Southern Africa. The legacy of Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, as noted by Chief Mumbi, remains a beacon of hope and unity for the continent.
He sacrificed a lot for some of these neighboring countries to gain their independence, and he had love to make sure that the countries could become independent. And also, you are going to discover that even most of the leaders in the neighboring countries, they also got free education in Zambia. Some presidents, they got free education even up to university level right here in Zambia. And their presidents in our neighboring countries, and that came through the Pan-Africanism that Kaunda had.
In a related development, a labor consultant, Leonard Tikaumba, has called on Zambians to uphold unity and revive the spirit of humanism as the country celebrates the life of Dr. Kenneth Kaunda. Speaking within an interview, Dr. Tikaumba said the founding philosophy of One Zambia, One Nation, championed by Kenneth Kaunda, remains critical in promoting peace, integration, and national development. He stressed that Zambians must avoid divisions based on tribe or region, noting that the country's strength lies in its diversity and shared identity. Dr. Hikaumba added that the message of unity should continue to be passed on to future generations to preserve national cohesion. He said the humanism values introduced during Kaunda's era helped foster peace and encourage citizens to live and work freely in any part of the country, contributing to greater social integration. He has urged citizens to remain committed to unity, stating that one spirit of one Zambia and one nation must continue to guide the country towards peace and inclusive development.
We need to be united. We don't have to divide ourselves on tribal or regional considerations. So we need that motto to live on and unite us as a country through one Zambia, one nation.
A Lusaka-based musician, Madali Sopiri, widely known as Daliso Mwanawamukomboni, was yesterday charged with several traffic offenses following a road accident involving a police motorbike. The 42-year-old artist of Chalala is facing allegations of reckless driving and operating a vehicle while intoxicated. He's also charged whilst driving without a valid road license, failing to provide a fitness certificate, and not having third-party insurance. The incident happened late on Monday night around 23 hours along Mosio Tunia Road near Puma Filling Station. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the crash left a police officer with minor injuries. Inspector Kuvu Sambuye, age 39, who was riding a Zambia Police Service BMW motorbike, was injured in the accident and was taken to Manasoko Medical Center, where he is currently receiving treatment. Mr. Chilavi added that the motorbike suffered serious damage, especially to its front section. Meanwhile, Mr. Piri, who was behind the wheel of a Nissan, was not injured. Mr. Chilavi stated that preliminary findings suggest the collision occurred when the driver of the Nissan vehicle allegedly moved into the path of approaching police motorbike. The vehicle involved has since been seized by police and is pending inspection. Mr. Piri is expected to appear before court soon. Within international news, Madagascar has expelled a French diplomat accusing him of involvement in alleged destabilization activities, a move that signals growing tensions between the island nation and its former colonial power, France. Authorities summoned French ambassador Arnaud Guillois before declaring an embassy staff member persona non grata through officials that have not disclosed the exact nature of the accusations. The development comes as Madagascar faces renewed political uncertainty under interim leader Michel, who took power after protests forced out former President André Rajoelina last October. In recent weeks, protests have resurfaced in the capital, Antananarivo, with critics accusing the administration of slow reforms and failing to tackle corruption. Rights group Amnesty International warns authorities are using arrests and detentions to create what he calls a climate of fear and silent dissent. Meanwhile, government claims some unrest is being fueled by foreign influence as investigations continue into an alleged plot to assassinate the interim leader. Still within international news, African migrants in the South African capital, Pretoria, were urged to exercise heightened vigilance during anti-illegal immigration march amid fears of xenophobic attacks. Ghana's High Commission advised its nationals to close businesses and keep a low profile, while the head of the Nigerian Union of South Africa told its members to remain indoors. Another march is due on Wednesday in Johannesburg. Anti-migrant sentiment has gained political currency in recent years, with some believing foreigners are taking jobs and unfairly benefiting from public services. But the president said citizens should not allow their concerns, to breed prejudices and hatred towards our fellow Africans. Condemning recent attacks on foreigners, President Cyril Ramaphosa used his Freedom Day address on Monday, marking the country's first democratic elections in 1994, to also remind